This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Gia, what is up, ladies and Raptor freaks? This is your boy Sam in London, UK, and this is the Raptors Abroad podcast, the podcast where I break down every single Toronto Raptors basketball game the day after they're played, because I got league pass, and I'm on GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time to you uneducated folks, so I ain't got time to check out these games in the middle of the night. And in fact, we're just about 4 hours away from the Raptors tipping it off against the Washington Wizards in Washington for game 48. I'm a few hours late on busting out this podcast, but hey, it's Saturday. I had some things to do. So without further ado, let's get into it. We're talking game 47. That's right, we're already at game 47 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season, and it's been a good season. So far, the Raptors at 31-15, hoping to get their fifth straight win in a row playing against the Brooklyn Nets. So the fifth straight team the Raptors have been facing that are under 500. Nets at 18-27. But hey, we'll take it. We've had some tough stretches in our schedule as well, and we got to take advantage of these. All right, it used to be that the Raptors were one of those teams under 500 back in the day. So it's nice to see us taking care of business against these guys. So hopefully the Raptors are going to be able to take care of business against Brooklyn. This game played on January 30th, 2015. The Nets are missing former All-Star. I'm not sure why this guy's not playing the way that he used to play, but missing Deron Williams, who I think before he got out of the lineup was starting to come on a little bit this season. So he's out. But they do have Brook Lopez, the big man, who we have not seen this season. He's been out for most of the year. So we haven't seen him play against the Raptors this year. And big man's got skills. And in fact, if you're a fan of Mr. Lopez, you're going to enjoy this podcast. Big man had a big game. All right, so let's get into the action, shall we? First quarter we go. Grevas Vasquez on the very first possession, continuing where he left off. You'll remember Vasquez against the Kings with some nice shooting. He starts it off with a three ball. Nice work from Vasquez there. However, on the next possession, Vasquez with a little heat check finds himself from the same spot on the right wing, jacks up a three, nothing but air. However, the Raptors had big man Jonas Valanciunas. He reads the air ball, catches it, and lays it in. So it actually worked out like an alley-oop pass, which was kind of nice. But that did not dissuade Grevas from jacking it up again. And just a minute later, at the 10:14 mark, Vasquez is taking and making his third three attempt of the game. Second make. So Vasquez blistering. And you know, they actually displayed a couple of interesting stats about Grevas Vasquez that I did not know. Check this out. He's the second all-time scorer at Maryland. I mean, there's been some great players that have played at Maryland. And even more surprising was Juan Dixon. You all might remember Juan Dixon. He was number one. So wow, but good job, Vasquez, getting your name up there in the record books. And also, high school teammate of none other than Kevin Durant. So geez, what a squad that must have been. And what good teaching they did, because Vasquez certainly knows how to shoot that three ball. He was showing us how. All right, and then 8:53 mark, DeMar DeRozan. I'm still going to call him an all-star. I think he counts. DeMar DeRozan with the back-down turnaround jumper. 8:25 mark, DeMar DeRozan then drive and kick to Jonas Valanciunas. He drains the 18-foot set shot. And with all those buckets, that adds up to a 12-0 run. That's right, the Raptors' fourth game out of five where one of the teams starts off on a big run. Luckily, the last two games, it's been the Raptors. So 12-zip. Not even 4 minutes in. 6:42 mark, Kyle Lowry doing what he does at least once a game, which was rip a rebound from a big man. This time it was Kevin Garnett with the long offensive rebound. Lowry with the quick hands takes it away, and with the momentum, he goes all the way for the fast break layup. Everything working for the Raptors, and they're up 16-3. 13-point lead. Nets just struggling to score. A lot of that was because of the Raptor defense. They're doubling Joe Johnson on every touch, and that was causing all kinds of problems for the Nets. They weren't able to properly move the ball around. But props to coach Lionel Hollins. He calls timeout, makes some adjustments, and he decides that it's not Joe Johnson time, it's Jarrett Jack time. Former Raptor guard Jarrett Jack, who, by the way, I don't understand why he's been shopped around the league so many times. He's one of those guys that just plays well everywhere he goes. I think maybe it's because he's a valuable bargaining chip, but it's weird that no one wants to keep him. So he steps up his game big time, starts nailing a couple of jumpers, and Brook Lopez, the big man, starts draining some outside shots. And with that, on the back of those two guys, they cut a 13-point lead down to one. So that's right, Raptors completely cough up that great start. Nets come all the way back. Raptors, like they usually do, they're able to scrape a little bit back of an edge. And Sweet Lou, with 2.8 seconds to go, doing what he does best, which is get fouled shooting a three ball. Bojan Bogdanovic reaching and Lou teaching. He makes all three of those free throws. And get used to me saying that about Sweet Lou. Dude went on a tear. We'll get to that in just a moment. So with those free throws, the Raptors up 6, 29-23. All right, into the second quarter we go. Brook Lopez and Jarrett Jack. That break did not slow them down. They continue to run things, and the Nets at the 9:36 mark are able to take their first lead of the ball game off a pair of Jarrett Jack free throws. So again, Raptors started this game 12-0. Now they're losing. But luckily, the Raptors have a weapon, and they respond with Sweet Lou again, drawing three free throws. This time on former Raptor Allen Anderson, who I'm also a fan of, but he got schooled on this play. Lou gets them all, and the Raptors go back up to 36-34. And then just 38 seconds later, Sweet Lou draining a right corner three, getting 3 points. Not from the free throw line, but from behind the arc. But Lou, missing that line, just a minute and 11 seconds later, he gets fouled on the drive, drains two more free throws, and then the next Raptor possession, just 16 seconds later, Lou Williams fouled on the transition drive yet again, and he drains his 9th and 10th free throws of the game. This is in just 8 minutes on the floor. What a weapon he is off the bench. Absolutely dynamic at getting to the line and baiting guys into reaching and fouling him. He's amazing at that. I don't even see half the fouls. I just hear the whistle. So impressive. 6:27 mark. The Raptors, rest of the team getting in on the action. Some lovely ball movement. Winds up ending up in the hands of Kyle Lowry, who's slashing to the rim. And he wraps a pass around Brook Lopez to Jonas Valanciunas, who's waiting wide open for the layup. And the Raptors, with a little 8-0 run there, reestablish a decent lead. They're up 9, 47-38. And Sweet Lou not finished. 5:04 mark. Right wing. Three ball. Raptors lead back to double digits, 52-42. And by the way, for Lou, that was 18 points in just 10 minutes of play on 4 shots. Sorry, 10 of his points coming from the free throw line, and the rest coming on, we had 1-2 ball and a couple of threes. So nice work from Lou. Just lighting it up. 3:18 mark, DeMar DeRozan. Just a solid ball game all around. He reads a lazy swing pass, and he's literally able to walk it in. And instead of dunking it, he just does a little layup, which the crowd was a little disappointed about. Even though they were in Brooklyn, they were hoping that he would go up and throw one down. There's probably a few Raptor fans in the crowd that were a little disappointed. But DeMar does not disappoint. With 1.5 seconds to go, with the drive, hits the super high arching one-handed floater from about 10 feet to close out the half, and the Raptors with that have a 12-point lead, 66-54. And now I should mention Amir Johnson. He didn't really have a lot of highlight plays, but he had a few buckets that were just solid. You know, offensive rebounds or finishing some good passes. So nice work by the big man there. And by the way, the Raptors, one thing I noticed, they had a lot of free throws in this first half. They're really on point with their high fives. You know, when a guy shoots the first free throw and they high five, the two guys on the block are right there ready, and then the two guys behind are right there ready. Really good team chemistry there. It's got to be satisfying because it's got to feel a little crappy when you get left hanging, because you know the players always reach for it. So nice little extra thing there from the T-Raps, little team unity. All right, let's get back to the ball game. Third quarter. So the Raptors, with a 12-point lead, they score the first four of the third, and suddenly the lead is at 16, which is looking pretty darn big. And it stays pretty close to that for the next 6-7 minutes. Everyone's playing pretty well, both teams really, but Raptors able to maintain low teens to mid-teens lead. And 4:33 mark, the Raptors get a great little highlight here. Kyle Lowry pushing it in transition. Sweet Lou camped in the left corner. Lowry tries to get it to him, but the pass, I'm not sure if it was deflected, but it comes up way, way short. So Lou's got to take a couple of steps in towards it. Bojan Bogdanovic hit the deck trying to dive for it, but Lou got to it just as Bogdanovic's shoulders connecting with Lou's leg, so he takes him out, but Lou releases the ball just on the touch, and he drains it. So, beautiful little floater there, and one. But Lou, after draining 10 free throws, goes to the line, misses, doesn't complete the and one. Shocking. But wasn't that upset, because the Raptors were up 86-73 off of that. And the lead stayed that way until the Nets go on a little run, and they start to chip away again with Jarrett Jack starting to do some damage. And he hits a driving layup, and a little 12-4 run for the Nets, and with 5 seconds to go, the lead is cut to 9, 91-82. So nice work there from the Nets. The Raptors, actually, worth mentioning, Jonas Valanciunas had a great tip in at the buzzer at the end of the third, but it was just afterwards, so it didn't count. The Raptors felt like they won this game two or three times already. They had a 12-0 run, they've had several double-digit leads, and the Nets just keep coming back with these little runs and staying within striking distance. But still, a 9-point lead is pretty solid going into the fourth quarter. Alright, so fourth quarter starts, and the first points come at the 10:50 mark off the hands of Bojan Bogdanovic. He drains a three-ball, and suddenly the score doesn't look so pretty anymore. A 9-point lead is down to 6, just a two-possession game, 91-85. And on top of that, the Raptors are icy cold for the first half of this quarter, and Jarrett Jack and Lopez are not. And with a Jarrett Jack jumper at the 8:38 mark, the Raptor lead, which was 9 to start the quarter, is just 2, 93-91. So going back to the third, that's a 15-2 run for the Nets. Lowry tries to respond. He misses a jumper. Raptors get a stop, but then Lowry comes back with a turnover on the fast break. And Allen Anderson comes back the other way, drains a jumper, and suddenly the game is tied at 93. Full reset. So the Raptors, after being up 17, and then blowing that, and then being up 13, and then blowing that, and then being up 9, have allowed the Nets to come back and tie up this ballgame, and not just tie it up. The Nets tack on 4 more free throws over the next couple of minutes, and they get a 4-point lead, 97-93. Raptors being outplayed by 13 in the quarter. And it's not until the 6:17 mark that DeMar DeRozan, hitting the long jumper, gives the Raptors their first field goal of the quarter. Yikes. So just when you think things are turning around, after the DeMar jumper, the Nets respond with Allen Anderson, 3-ball, right wing. Nets starting to build a little bit, but the Raptors go to their all-star, DeMar DeRozan. And he just decides to put the team on his back. 5:32 mark, DeMar answering the Allen Anderson triple with an and-one jumper, drawing the foul on Allen Anderson. Net lead down to 2, 198. So big bucket there, because the Nets were up 5. Next Raptor possession, DeMar, 18-footer off of a beautiful spin move on the pivot. He ties up the game at 100. Jarrett Jack comes right back the other way. Little mid-range jumper. Nets up 2. And then Brook Lopez Great work here, 4:15 mark, on the move, going at top speed, throws up the hook and nothing but net. And the Nets have a 4-point lead, 104-100, looking like it's starting to slip away from the Raptors. But again, we've got the man from Compton, DeMar DeRozan, 3:58 mark. He gets into the paint, gets hit, puts up a rainbow and one floater from about the free throw line. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And with that, the score is 104-103, Raptors down one. Lopez comes back, gives the Nets a 3-point lead on the drive, but Patrick Patterson answers that with a long deuce. But Lopez, still blazing, comes right back the other way, finishes with a layup, and the Nets back on top. Jump to the 2:16 mark, Sweet Lou getting a friendly roll off the mid-range jumper, and the lead is back to the Raptors, 108-107. 1:37 mark, Tupat missing a three ball, but Plumlee with the rebound, and Lowry again, second time in this ballgame, doing this to a big man. He sneaks behind him, knocks it off of Plumlee's hand, or out of his hands and off his back, and it goes out of bounds. Referees had to go to the replay, but it was the right call, so Raptors get the possession. And on the possession, Amir Johnson, 1:28 mark, he's blocked, but he stays with it, and he gets fouled by Brook Lopez. Goes to the line for two free throws. And sorry, I think I misspoke before. The Raptors were down one on this possession. So Amir goes to the line, makes both free throws. Raptors reclaim the lead, 109-108. So Nets come back the other way. And at the 107 mark, after getting three offensive rebounds on the possession, the third offensive rebound is by Bojan Bogdanović, who gets fouled and goes to the free throw line. He makes both. Nets retake the lead. So just furious switching of the lead in the last couple of minutes. 56.1 seconds to go. Amazing play here. DeMar DeRozan missing a long two, but Amir Johnson flying in keeps it alive. And somehow Patrick Patterson was able to come in from the weak side and tip this ball in. I don't know how he directed it in, but he got a hand on it and it goes in off glass. Raptors back up one, 111-100. 33.5 seconds to go. Joe Johnson, who, not, I wouldn't say shut down, but he was quiet this game. Well, he's been clutch. He's been known to devastate the Raptors in a couple of different uniforms. He shows up and shakes DeMar on a nice one-on-one move, gets a little bit of space, hits the 18-footer. And the lead is back to the Nets, 112-111. Raptors come back the other way, 26.1 seconds to go. DeMar DeRozan missing the 20-foot pull-up. Nets get the rebound. They foul Brook Lopez. He gets two free throws with 22.1 seconds to go. Goes to the line, splits the pair. Not able to can both, so the Raptors only down two with the ball with 22.1 seconds to go. And exactly 10 seconds after that, the 12.1 second mark, DeMar DeRozan driving, doubling in the paint, finds Amir Johnson with the beautiful wraparound pass, and DeMar with the Amir with the wide open dunk. The game is tied at 113. So the Nets with the ball and the final shot to win it, 12.1 seconds to go. Lowry playing some good defense. He nearly strips Jarrett Jack, but it winds up going out of bounds off of Lowry with 1.3 seconds to go. So the Nets have the inbounds. Seems like they're not going to get much, but the Raptors blow the coverage and they get a great look. They inbound to Brook Lopez about 17, 18 feet just to the left of the free throw line, and he comes up well short on the game winner. So Raptors luckily to escape that one, and they are going to overtime. I'm sure Lopez is not going to be able to sleep tonight thinking about that shot. All right, so overtime, Raptors, Nets. And if you listen to this podcast, you know that I got bad memories of the Raptors, Nets in overtime. A couple of years back, these guys came over to London. They played two games, and the Raptors lost both, the second one in double overtime. So, not a huge fan of seeing the Nets when we go to extra frames. All right, so on the tip, Amir Johnson out jumping the super athletic Plumlee to win the tip. Nice play there. All right, 4:17 mark. Sweet Lou Williams, left wing, three ball. So massive to get any type of separation in overtime. He drains it, and the Raptors reclaim the lead, 116-113. But Plumlee, maybe he's upset about missing the tip. He answers that with an and-one layup. However, he's not able to complete. He misses the free throw. And man, it's just a shame. That guy's so big and athletic, but God, terrible at shooting free throws. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I don't know. You got all these gifts except that perception with how hard you're shooting it. I mean, it's amazing. So Plumlee, not able to complete there. That was one of, I think, four big free throws that he missed. He missed a couple down the stretch in regulation as well. But the Nets, not defeated by that. They do have a talented big man with hands in Brook Lopez. And with a lefty hook, he gives the Nets the lead back, 117-116. So the Raptors, well, you got to go to the guy who got us to this overtime period, and that's our man DeMar DeRozan. 230 mark, amazing shot here. He beats the shot clock from the left side from about 14 feet away, maybe 15, off the backboard, and it was from a weird angle. And when I say weird, I mean usually it's because he's too close to the baseline, but this one he was almost a little bit too head on to the basket, but it looked like he did it intentionally. So big shot from DeMar, and the Raptors up 118-117. Amir Johnson, 141 mark. Huge play here. Lowry with the miss. Amir right there for the offensive rebound and layup. And the Raptors, again, three-point lead, 120-117. But we weren't stopping the big man, Brook Lopez. He answers on the other end with an offensive rebound, puts it back in, and one. Drains the free throw. So with that, the score is again tied at 120 with 1 minute and 24 seconds to go. So 112 mark we go. Incredible play here. DeMar DeRozan dribbling through traffic on the right side. He's got Plumlee hacking him hard. He flips up a desperation shot just to convince the refs that he's going to the free throw line, and it goes up and in. DeMar DeRozan with the miracle shot. It's like the third one he had this game. So DeMar, with that bucket, the score goes 122-120, and he's got the free throw, goes to the line, misses the clutch free throw. That hurt. And Jarrett Jack takes full advantage. He goes back the other way, and with 56.7 seconds to go, he ties the game at 122 with the teardrop. Which, by the way, that gave him a career high 35 points. And doing it against the starting all-star point guard in the East in Kyle Lowry. Yikes. And by the way, that's the second time that's happened to Lowry in a couple of games, to a former Raptor guard. It's kind of embarrassing. DJ Augustine, I believe it was the same number, dropped 35 on him a couple of games ago. So Kyle, gotta step up the D, homie. All right, 41.5 seconds to go. DeMar DeRozan to the hole. But Plumlee comes up from behind with a monster block. I mean, a two-handed pin on the backboard. Cleans it up. But Amir Johnson, again, with the good positioning. Johnny on the spot grabs this ball and then gets away with a little shuffle of the feet. But he's able to spin and hit a little hook over the shoulder, and the Raptors go up to 124-122. Monster plays by Amir in the paint down the stretch. So the Nets try to counter with Jarrett Jack, but he goes down, misses a short jumper. Allen Anderson, though, flies in for the offensive rebound. They get it to Bojan Bogdanovic, and he's got a wide open look from the left wing, 4-3, and the lead, but he misses. Bogdanovic comes up with iron. DeMar is there for the rebound. He gets fouled, and this time he makes no mistake, cans both free throws, making it a two-possession game. And the Nets, with little time left, Jarrett Jack goes down, jacks up a three ball, he misses. Lowry with the defensive rebound, he goes and splits a pair. So again, not draining his free throws in crunch time. But it was enough, and the Raptors win this game by 5, 127-122. Huge W for the Raptors for a couple of reasons. Historically, the Raptors and the Nets, the Raptors now with a 38-37 record against the Nets. It's a nice job. It's nice to see, because, you know, historically the Raptors have had so many struggling seasons that whenever they give up that stat, it's always the Raptors with the losing record. So it's nice to see the next time we face the Nets, we're going to know that we've got the better of this team overall in our history. Well done, guys. So let's hit up this box score, shall we? Crazy box score. You got Brook Lopez and Jarrett Jack both with 35 points on the same team. All right, Jerry Jack with 13 assists to go on with 35 points. So he wasn't just jacking them all up, even though he did take 30 shots. But Brook Lopez with 12 rebounds, 35 points. And the Nets not able to come away with a W. Incredible. Because the Raptors countered with a crazy balance attack. They get three guys. Look at this. Amir Johnson with 24 on 10 of 11 shooting. 7 rebounds. JV, 7 of 7 from the field. 11 rebounds, 14 points. DeMar DeRozan, 9 of 17. 26 points. 9 assists for DeMar. I didn't even notice that. He had 9 dimes. He was distributing it really well. And then Lou Williams off the bench. 25 points. 10 of 11 free throw shooting. I mean, that is going to win you some ball games. And the Raptors as a team, by the way, 26 of 30 from the free throw line. And that, I mean, you could look at that as the difference. The Nets, 20 of 26. They left 6 points on the board. They lost by 5. And the Raptors actually took 9 less field goal attempts, 92 to the Nets 101, but they shot it at 50. The Raptors shot 51% to the Nets 48.5. And apparently that's enough to win you a ball game. Both teams not turning the ball over a lot. Raptors with 9, Nets with 7. So, hard-fought victory. I mean, you look at the box score, it definitely looks like an OT game. So with that, the Raptors improved to 32-15 into second place in the league. And around the league, by the way, Atlanta, again, they picked up the W against the Trailblazers last night. They got 18 in a row. Incredible. And the Bulls losing to the Suns yesterday, so giving us a little bit of room and setting up a pretty big game. You got the Raptors in second at 32-15, and the Wizards just one win and one loss ahead of us at 31-16. And the Raptors playing the Wizards in Washington tonight, just a few hours. So big game as far as Eastern Conference standings go, because you do not want to be in that 4-5 spot. It'd be much, much nicer for the Raptors if we want to get into the second or third round to get one of these higher seeds. Wow. Wow. Overtime, man. Overtime. So exciting. So exciting to come away with the W. So the Raptors with 5 straight. Fantastic. And by the way, the Warriors dropping their 2nd straight. They lose to the Jazz somehow. I didn't actually watch the game, but Curry with 32 points. And what, Gordon Hayward looks like he busted him off some with 26 points and 15 rebounds. Oh, and also I checked out the Cavaliers and the Sacramento Kings. And yeah, they got LeBron back too. And it is not a pretty picture. They won by 21. And get this, the Cavaliers only scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. Kings won. So Kings were down 31 at one point going into the fourth. Yeah. So look out for the Cavaliers. They're coming up, man. 28-20 now. Right behind the Bulls, who are at 30-19. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Thanks for checking this one out. Thanks for being patient. And all the new listeners, welcome. This show's kind of, I wouldn't say blowing up, but there's definitely a nice trajectory to the amount of listeners, and I appreciate it. All right, catch y'all tomorrow. Hopefully calling our 6th straight W against the WWs, the Washington Wizards. All right, y'all. Peace.